Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing, share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, bonjour. In Spain, hola. In Italy, ciao. In Egypt, ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, akwaba. In Nigeria, peleo. In South Africa, sawbona. In Senegal, nangadef. In Kenya, jambo. In Israel, shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, assalamu alaikum. Greetings. And may peace be upon you all.
Grand Rising. And thank you to all of you who have joined us today on the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. I'm Naima Latif, your Wednesday morning host. And in just a few moments, we'll be joined by our co-host for today, Kareem Hamid, who is also with the American Muslim 360 channel audience, and we are going to take a look at how faith-based communities can be more effective in bringing harmony. We are often involved in faith-based organizations that talk peace and talk about those who are not peaceful, but are there some initiatives that are working? Well, today, the White House will be holding a meeting we'll be participating in that gives us an insight on President Biden's strategy for curbing gun violence. Of course, the White House Partnerships Office is looking for assistance from those faith-based communities with programs that may be effectively making a difference. But what do we do to reach out to those who are creating havoc in our communities because of what is inside of them? So we're going to take a look at that today and get your suggestions, comments, and maybe even reports on who is actually doing the work that's making a difference. So we'll be right back after this quick break, and we'll be joining our co-host, Kareem Hamid. We'll be right back, so stay with us.
Naima Latif. Join me and my co-host Kareem Hamid every Wednesday morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on the Female Solution Radio Show, as we explore that relationship that is the foundation for our society, the relationship between men and women, husbands and wives. Join our discussion as we seek to repair broken family ties and rebuild our community. Listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to our host. Or you can join us live on Facebook at www.facebook.com/the-female-solution.
Assalamu alaikum, Naima Latif.
And we are back with our 60 host, Kareem Hamid. And are you with us?
I'm with you.
Fantastic. All right. Well, we appreciate you, as always, for bringing us your wisdom. And certainly we're pleased to be joined with the American Muslim 360 family there on AM360 dial. And we especially want to get your input today, because this afternoon at 3:30 Eastern time, we'll be joining a White House meeting. And this is conducted by the White House Partnerships Office, in which faith-based communities are asked to work with the White House in presenting solutions to the issues we face in our community. Well, one of the major issues, as we know, has been gun violence. And it has to do with so many factors, the economic disparities, the disruption of the family life, the overall despair and frustration of the population, and perhaps even the overzealous over-policing and over-criminalization of communities that are in economic distress. So today's meeting with the White House online, for many of us who are involved in the partnerships office, has to do with sharing some of the initiatives that many organizations have successfully put forward, and perhaps being able to incorporate these with some of the government initiatives. So, of course, we're reaching out to our listenership, our viewership. If you're listening online and want to join this conversation, give us a call, 515-605-9325, and press 1. The speak will open your mic. You can call us at 515-605-9891. And, of course, our co-host Kareem Hamid will open your mic and get your thoughts. Share what your organization may be doing that is effective in changing behavior and addressing some of the issues that create violence. Are there things that we can do? Are there things that others have been doing that have been effective? And are there things that we need to stop doing that are causing problems? So we want to certainly hear your thoughts. So now, Brother Kareem, one of the things that kind of distresses me that I see often, we go to our weekly meetings and we talk about the philosophies of peace, and we talk about people who are misbehaving, and then we go on home and everything stays the same. So there is a separation between those who are hearing messages, those who are agreeing to change their lives, and those who are not. And there seems to be a gap between those of us who believe we're following a way to peace, whatever that path of light may be, and those who are still living in states of distress and self-destruction. How do we bridge the gap? How do we come out from behind the four walls where we're talking to each other, all of us who agree with each other, and reach the people, inspiration and assistance to develop into their best selves? What are your thoughts on that?
Yes, alhamdulillah, this topic is definitely on the consciousness of the whole nation. We are experiencing an escalation in gun violence in this country. We look to law enforcement and we berate them, you know, what are y'all doing? What are you doing? Stop all this gun violence. We look to our mayors and our political officials to we address them for them to stop the gun violence. But you can never discount, you know, the individual. You know, this problem is a problem that one has to get in front of. Usually law enforcement reacts to. They are a reactionary force. Once something has happened, they are called and they respond to that circumstance or that situation. And I think it's unfair for us to expect them to be in front of this gun violence, because whatever the disagreement is, but whatever the occasion that leads to gun violence, if you're not standing right there, if you're not in contact with those that have made the decision to use deadly force, your chances of stopping that is very slim. Very slim. I'm not standing there when that assault comes across the minds of young men. Yeah, let's ride down on them, man. You know, this gang warfare. Let's ride down on them. Or either I'm going to pop him or whatever. The verbiage that they use. If you're not standing there, if you're not among them, then your chances of defusing that is very slim, because usually the law enforcement and politicians are a reactionary force. They react after a crime has been committed or a circumstance created. So what I'm saying is that the thinking of the individual that makes that decision, how do we affect that thought? How do we curtail that decision to ride down on them or to take one's life? You know, how do we reach that mind? Usually those that are committing these crimes, they are not there at the sessions that we hold on stopping guns, but they aren't there.
Right, they're not there.
We are talking. No, they aren't there. They don't hear that. You know. So we meet, we go over solutions, and we talk, and all. But they aren't here. They aren't present. We are talking to each other.
Right.
We're talking to each other. So yes, those of us that meet, we're on the positive side of stopping gun violence. But if you are not standing there, if you are not in the thinking of that individual or that group, if you are not present, or if you have no way of reaching them, directly to affect the decisions that they make, then, you know, what are we meeting for? So,
right.
What I'm saying is that, and it's not easy to infiltrate. It's not easy to get in front of that type of violence. You're starting to lose your life. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you are. This type of thing, I mean, it's off the insanity. The insanity is off the chain now. And when you try to, if you go and if you know them, if you know someone, matter of fact, I have heard of young men that have produced positive rap music about stopping gun violence. Positive. And the gangs come and kill them.
What?
I can't think of this young man's name. Yeah, oh yeah, I can't think of his name. But he had produced some positive rap music. And in the era that he lived in, they hunted him down and killed him.
That's horrible.
If you're not there when that decision is made, then, you know, your chances of stopping it is very slim. Now, all we can do for real, is try to affect the thinking, try to change the climate, try to change that heated climate. You know, it's coming from not just gangs, just an individual, period. An individual, period. Men are shooting and killing their ex-lovers, their ex-wives. Women are killing. It's the individual and their thinking. So how do you get in front of that? We have been shown for decades now, for decades, that the solution to any problem is to eliminate it, shoot it, kill it, get rid of it. We have been inundated with that through our culture, our history books, you name it. You name it. If you got a problem, kill it. Kill it. So this is a long-term process of revigoration of a new culture. It's going to take time. This will not be a walk in the park, and this will not be a microwave moment. So there is much that has to be changed in our society. We are a very violent country here. We lead the world in murder. With all of the freedoms and rights that we have, we lead the world in murder. There's something in our culture. There's something in the DNA of this nation that has produced this type of thinking. This is not a short term. It's the same way over the years that we were acculturated to this type of behavior. Is going to take years to relearn, to undo that type of thinking and that type of behavior, for real. But the American society has been inundated with movies of violence. We have to eradicate these Indians. Call out the 7th Cavalry. You know, we're at war with Japan. Just drop an atom bomb on them. Solution solved. The war is over. You know, Vietnam. Very violent country. Very violent country. Citizen on citizen in this country. So but we have been somewhat urged or acculturated or shaped and formed, that the solution to any problem is to eliminate it, death, to kill it. We lead the world in capital punishment at one time. I don't know about now.
I think
the solutions that we use to our ill have some of it has always been a violent solution. So this is going to take a long time. It's going to take a long period of time. I don't care how hungry you are. I don't care how hungry you are. I don't care how much you are without. There is no reason to take a human life. I know we say, well, you know, we're poor. We don't have anything. So the response is us killing us, huh?
Mm.
The response is us killing us. We are pointing to every ill that reaches us, but we're not speaking to our self-inventory of ourselves. Don't tell me Black Lives Matter, and we are not, and we are not speaking out as strongly on this suicide that we're involved in. And it's not just African Americans no more either.
Right.
It's not African Americans. No, it is a mentality in this country. There is such a thing as white-on-white crime, and it exists. It exists. So we have been acculturated in a gun culture. John Wayne, Elliot Ness, you name it. We have been acculturated in that. In Canada, it's in Great Britain. At one time, the policemen over there did not carry guns. They were called bobbies. They did not carry guns. Canada's murder rate is so low. It's very, very low. Very low. But here in the United States, and as you go further south into Honduras, Mexico, the gun violence there, same thing, is off the chain. So we have introduced this. I don't mean this in any smart aleck way, but the chickens are coming home to roost now.
Yeah.
They're coming home to roost now. So we have been acculturated and inundated and given solutions to any problem to pick up a gun. So it is, I state once more, it is disingenuous to put the problem on the police officer. No, he can only respond when something has happened. That's all. And now, where I'm living, it's almost open season on them. There is no more fear of a gun battle with policemen. I mean, for real. I'm saying that. So we have to try to reshape our culture. It begins in small steps. It begins in small steps. But we have to rethink our thinking, and introduce another culture beyond the gun culture. They say, well, guns don't kill people. Yeah, but the whole country is flooded with them, guns, military-style rifles.
Yeah.
They're flooded with it, and the thinking, the ticking time bomb of American thought is very, very short. We're always on a short fuse. And it don't take much. So
right.
The problem here is not a quickie. It's not, how do we change the gun culture, and also how do we change the value that we place on a human life? Are human lives expendable?
That
how
is
much do we value? human life in this country and beyond this country?
Well, one of the things you pointed out is the hypocrisy of us talking peace and then everything we've done is violence. Everything from the inception of the nation, violence. We had to violently overthrow a slave system. We were violently addressing issues of economic disparity. You know, if someone is having financial problems, we punish them with violence. I mean, being taken to jail for child support, that's kind of violent. And, you know, what is the crime you've committed? You don't have enough money to pay? You know, being taken to jail because you didn't pay traffic tickets. That's violent. So the things that we do to people are violent. The way we address problems that really aren't crimes but maybe personal difficulties is violent. You know, somebody has a drug addiction, we violently arrest them, throw them in jail. That's a physical, that's a medical illness. That's not a crime. It's something that you're doing to yourself that's hurting yourself, and you need help. Why are we reacting violently? And then the steady violence, as you pointed out, the way we grow up, our entertainment. We're watching people kill people as entertainment. The Westerns,
we become numb.
Violent. Our top movies, violent. So why are we surprised that people are killing people, especially because gun sales is very profitable? Even when there is no outside war, the manufacturers have a ready-made market because there's constantly encouragement, as you pointed out, of violent music among young people who are expressing their frustration through the arts and often attacking each other through social media, and then weapons of war being made available for them to settle those differences through violence. So why are we surprised when it happens? Our challenge, as you said, is to reach those who, like to say, don't go to the meetings about violence.
You know, Naima, I want to look, you know, for real, how our perception on the spiritual level is very, very, very important. It shapes us. It shapes us. That which we hold sacred. And our perception of the spiritual life is very important. Now, this is not a knock on any religion. It is not. I will say this with confidence, that those that compose the story of a man being murdered, being publicly murdered to answer for all the sins of the world, and this is the solution, that he be publicly with a sword thrust into his side, lynched. That is a lynching. And people that accept that is the core of our existence, and we wonder how come we resort to violence.
Well, you know,
core.
Hold that thought, right?
Spirituality, spiritual life.
That is a major point you've made. Hold that thought right there. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, we want to really examine what we believe in our faith communities, our faith organizations that may be contributing to the culture of violence. And this is a key point, because as long as we're believing that the creator of the universe commands people to suffer, then we will condone our own behavior in causing people to suffer. But we need to unravel where this thought comes from. So we'll talk about that when we come back. And we want you all to call in. We've got some callers on the line now. This is a time for us to cleanse whatever belief systems that are manifesting in this violent culture we have created. So we want your understanding of the seriousness of this issue and participate. We'll be right back after this quick break. If you're online and want to join this conversation, give us a call, 515-605-9325. And press 1 when you're ready to speak. We'll come right to you and get your thoughts. We'll be right back. So stay with us.
What if you could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant? Our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of ourselves, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about cell care from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and your cells feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed, into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness sessions on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness/stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
Are you constantly arguing with your spouse? Are your children misbehaving and acting out? Is someone in your family abusing drugs? Have you been the victim of domestic violence? Are you grieving over the loss of a loved one? Let us help you restore serenity to your life. At Serenity Family Social Services, we understand that good mental health is the result of emotional well-being. Our goal is to assist you and your family in removing emotional distress and restoring harmony and balance to your lives. We offer individual, couples, and family counseling. I'm Howard Williams, CEO of Serenity Family Social Services. Call us today at 312-315-4820. That's 312-315-4820.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. We are a part of the online network of Associated Internet Radio Hosts, On Air. On Air empowers you with transformative news and interactive radio TV shows. This is such a wonderful time to be alive and to see our human family coming together as one community as a result of that powerful tool, the Internet. We can now talk directly to each other all over the world. There's no need for conflict or misunderstanding. There's no need for violence to solve our differences. We can talk to each other face-to-face until we reach an agreement. On Air offers a fantastic global guide to communicators from all over the world who are using their internet platforms to inspire us to strive to be our best selves in order to become the kind, compassionate, loving people we were all born to be. Once we do that, we'll see planet Earth transformed into a place of peace. Subscribe to the recommended YouTube channels, Facebook pages, and podcasts created by these Voices of Enlightenment. On Air provides daily news briefs and a weekly magazine to keep you abreast of events and opportunities. On Air news affiliates in television, radio, and print share information, insight, and interviews with notable personalities. Go to onaireverywhere.com for a daily dose of uplifting news. We're on air everywhere, online all the time. Listening to and watching the Female Solution Global Radio TV show. I'm Naima Latif, along with our co-host, Kareem Hamid, and our American Muslim 360 family listening online. And, of course, we want you to join this conversation. We've asked the question, how can faith-based communities be more effective in bringing harmony? And, of course, we're going to be participating in a White House meeting this afternoon, which, of course, will be held 3:30 Eastern Time with the White House Partnerships Office. And in addition to getting a briefing on what the Biden administration is introducing in terms of a program to curb the growing tide of gun violence, they will also be seeking input and suggestions from faith-based community members who may have some effective programs. So we're examining that today. And before the break, our co-host, Kareem Hamid, brought out a very significant that we want to explore. And, you know, Kareem, it's very timely that you asked that question. Tomorrow, I'll be introducing a new member of our team, a wonderful sister. She was a guest yesterday, and we know her energy is exactly what is needed to address this issue. And so we're looking forward to having our newest host with her show. She'll be launching next week, Soulful Solutions. And one of the things Dr. Debbie Green mentioned yesterday was the fact that we don't know who God is, and we don't understand the nature of God. We don't recognize God in us. And our beliefs about God keep us separated from God. So, of course, we can't manifest the power of God. Now, you pointed out a very significant thing, the fact that for the last 2,000 years, we have been indoctrinated with the thought that the creator of the universe required someone to be publicly tortured to death in order for us to be forgiven. That's a damaging thought. And the one we know as Jesus came out of a philosophy that was really evolved later after a series of meetings of political leaders that decided what the doctrine of Christianity was going to be. So how do we address that without offending people, angering people, getting into a lot of hostile conversations? You know, one of the organizations I'm a part of is HWPL, Heavenly Culture, World Peace, Restoration of Light, and what they do every month is have dialogues with the various religious groups to try to come to some common understanding. But in the beginning, when I first got involved a few years ago, there was a lot of bumping heads when people would, you know, be demanding that their doctrine is right, and if you don't believe this, you're going to hell. I mean, that was a lot of intense kind of belief. We have now since develop friendship and mutual respect, but it took some time to get to that point because people have been believing doctrines that are hostile toward each other and hostile
and the beliefs about God. So how do we address this very sensitive thing and really examine the effects of it? What are your thoughts on that?
You know, Almighty God has blessed us, the human being. The Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Almighty God be upon him, have said, the most valuable tool that God has given the human being is his brain, the ability to think, and the ability to reason, utilizing what we call common sense. You know, you do not have to divorce yourself from common sense in regards to religious life. God would not have given us the ability to think and to reason and gave us five senses. That is common among all of us. And one of the most valuable senses that he has given us is the ability to think, and to reason, So we do not have to divorce common sense in regards to our spiritual life. You know, we have to first acknowledge, that oppressors of the human being, oppressors over the ages, over the millennium, have indoctrinated the common people with philosophy and ways of thinking that leave them vulnerable for the oppressor. They have given them myths. They have given them, myths. That's what I would call a myth. A myth that makes one open to being mistreated, that this is God's will. He has placed us on the lowest rung of humanity. Now, I'm not talking race here. I'm talking about the human family, that the common man is not fit to be respected and not fit with authority over his self. We must govern these lower beings. That is the oppressors of humanity.
Mm.
And they have skillfully given the masses myths and stories that make them susceptible to the oppressors oppressing them. Now, let me speak plain. I'm a Muslim. I practice the religion El Islam, which means the submission to Almighty God. Now, God says to us in the last revelation sent to the whole of humanity concerning Christ Jesus, peace and blessings of Almighty God be upon him. May God grant him the highest station, the paradise. God says to us, they killed him not. We raised him up to us. Now, if we look at Jesus as just being flesh and blood, then we miss the whole, we miss the greater message. They keep him personified in front of us as flesh and blood and not a word from God. He represents a word from God. He represents revelation that liberates the common people. if we continuously look at when we hear the word Jesus, immediately there's a figure of an individual and flesh and blood in front of us.
Suffering.
But he personified the word from God.
Yes.
And that word from God was, it became polluted. There were men and the oppressors of men. They polluted the word of God. They changed the words from their proper places, and they also wrote themselves into scripture. So the idea that you will accept that someone beat you, someone, the common person now, that you accept that type of treatment because you believe that that is God's formula, that is God's way of bringing you to what is right and righteous, that you should be crucified. The word, the message was crucified. The message was crucified. The message was polluted with man's injection into the revealed word of God. You cannot kill the spirit. You cannot kill the spirit that God sends to a human, to all of us, all of us.
And
God,
I think
says,
that was the lesson.
Yeah,
that
we
that event that
we have to have the patience to begin to think and accept new concepts. We need to question everything that we have been given as a standard of life. For there are people that have given us a mind that leaves us vulnerable, and we turn on each other.
Well, that is...
This is not the teaching of Jesus Christ. May the peace and blessings of God be upon you. We love him.
And you know, that is the biggest challenge that a person faces when you dare to question, because our earliest indoctrination, and we've all been through it, our earliest indoctrination is, if you've grown up in a religious family, is that you don't question what you're told, otherwise you'll receive the punishment of hell from God. And this indoctrination is given to you as a child, even though your soul is telling you something about this belief ain't right. You fear to question it, and if you do dare to question it to your religious authorities, you are thoroughly reprimanded. So we are conditioned early not to listen to the inner guidance of God in us, but to obey the indoctrination given to us by the society, by the religious institutions that have been steered in a political agenda, the very political agenda that the one we know as Jesus came to dismantle. And to demonstrate that no one can kill you. So you never have to fear death. You are, as you said, an eternal being. People cannot kill you. They might be able to damage the flesh of your body, but you cannot be killed. So do not live in fear. Do not accept oppression. The truth of that will set you free. But that understanding was certainly not incorporated in the form of what we know as the Holy Bible. And so what we end up being given in terms of a recounting of history and an interpretation of meaning, as you said, is meant to prepare us to accept oppression. And that's what we've experienced. So we got some callers on the line, and we want you to participate in this conversation. 515-605-9854, 515-605-9891. You press 1, so we know you have something to speak. Let me go to our phone lines and let me know if you got a caller on your switchboard. We're still going to get their comments. And we've got 3-3.
I have one waiting.
50. Well, we'll go to that one right after this. And I believe we've got Mama AZ on the line from Arizona. Grand Rising, thank you for joining us today on The Female Solution. Give us your thoughts.
Grand Rising, Dr. Lateef, can you hear me okay?
Absolutely, loud and clear. Yes, ma'am.
grand risings to the family, and assalamu alaikum to you, Brother Kareem. You are on point on this Lion Gates day. If you add up the digits of this day, it comes to an 8. I'd like for you to look up August 8th, the Lion's Gate 2021, Dr. Lateef. I can't send it to you, but maybe I can post it on this Facebook page and you can check it out. You are so on point, my dear brother. You know, I don't have a TV at home. I'm in a rehab nursing facility at the moment, and they have cable here. And it's so interesting. I love watching. I've never seen this before, but here I can get this program called The Forensic Files. And it's just like people love to murder each other. They think that they're going to get away with it. It could be 30 years, it could be 40 years, but what goes around comes around. And metaphysically, Dr. Lateef, this is so on point, and I want to see how we can segue in on your show, what Brother Kareem has brought to the table about just killing people because they want to do something good. I think this has been put into place many, many, many moons ago, like Brother Kareem has stated. This has been put into play here in this country. America is supposed to be the bomb. I mean, you know, but it's not. It is, but it isn't. It's some type of vortex of demon evilness that has unleashed its wrath. And that was a good analogy about Jesus being crucified. That's never set well with me, even as a little child being baptized. And after that episode, I used to sit and ponder, and my mama would say, "Put me in, what's on your mind?" And as a little child, I would be pondering things like we're talking about today. And, you know, it's allowed to the evil to set in, and the number 8 represents you can build or you can destroy. It's infinity. You can go on destroying or you can go on building. If you turn an 8 on its side, it's an infinity signal. So, family, these are the best times to be living in, even though it may seem or appear to be chaotic. It gives us a female solution that we can bring out to clear up this and live in harmony and gratitude and appreciation. You know, that's what we must strive for. You know what I mean? So thank us. I know there are other people. And Brother Kareem, thank us for your input today. It's very metaphysical and very important. Yes, yes. Thank you for being that hollow reed of listening and to voice what the Creator in a good way is saying to the people on this planet, in this country. Thank us. And I'll listen. I'll listen. Thank us.
Yes, Mom AZ, you know, my daughter was listening to the show yesterday, and she heard you say thank us, and she said, you know, what are you thanking ourselves? And I said, us stands for universal spirit, which, of course, is.
Yes, I like
that. And so, you know, maybe you should explain that to people.
Naima, you are sounding very faint. Are you speaking directly into your mic?
Oh, let me make sure I turn up my sound. Okay, can you hear me a little better?
Yes. That's all clear. Right. Really stuff.
Yeah, so yes, universal spirit.
Dr. Lucci?
Yes, ma'am.
It was Brother Kwame Sunhorse that put me in check.
Yeah.
Yes, because he says, look, it ain't it isn't I, it's us as a unit. So I'm going to mute and thank us.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, I think we've got one more call we can take before the break. Brother Kareem, you want to?
Yes, I have one on my line over here.
All right. You want to keep them waiting? Okay. We'll go right ahead. Give us your name where you're calling from.
Your... 7057. Wow,
yes.
Brother Muhammad. Introduce yourself to the listening audience, please.
Yes, sir. Brother Muhammad from Columbus, Georgia. May Allah peace and blessings be on all of us as always. And Uzzillah, Imin, and Shaitan, and Regime, responding to the topic of the day. You know, first thing, we said faith-based communities. How can we come together and bring about a resolution of coming to common terms? In 2021, the believers in our faith-based community, which is supposed to be Deen al-Islam, you know, the one that Allah speaks about in the Quran. We are supposed to go here on and try to establish that. And then from that, or while we are like we're doing now, while we're in the process of trying to find out how to establish that, you know, along with all the other faith-based communities that believe in whatever they believe in, they are trying to establish a oneness too, a tawhid, so that we can come together because we all say we believe in a creator. Anyway, so we need to have public, the believers amongst us, or we need to pool our resources and start having around the country of North America, you know, written conventions into the thing and having a public faith-based dialogue about if you believe in one God, we want you to come in and we start having dialogue on how to find out why we have such different paths of following when we know he's only gave us one. Those who might have two gods or more, you know, if we have our faith and understanding that there ain't but one God and everything like that, and have the opportunity to explain that to them, even about their faith, that we know that the one God created and someone else has gave them two gods or three gods or some extra gods in those dialogues. But I think if we make it public, the way we make our shahada, and give the whole North America the opportunity to come to a convention center or a place where we have rented, you know, like one of our great leaders we had, Imam W. Muhammad, he left us in the public arena. He left us at the civic centers and different large places to explain al-Islam in the Muslim life to see if there's any kind of compatibility or common terms in the other faith-based communities who claim also to believe in one God. You know, we're talking to ourselves and to each other and then having small platforms that's way below our ability because we pool our resources as rich people among us and there's a common man amongst us. If we pool our dollars together, we should be able to rent any place in any city and invite the faith-based leaders of Christianity, Judaism, Hinduism, anybody who want to respond, and do like Allah says in the Quran. Invite them out to come and sit down and have common terms. And that the common people who come and listen to us be able to see and understand who we are, what they are, and they sell by the fact when they see the oneness that we have as far as in our creation, the language you use in these days of time, one humanity, you know, and they start to get a clear, straight way. Just like Allah said, you don't need no intercessor. Nobody needs an intercessor. What we need to do is come and talk to who you say you believe in and talk about who you say you believe in and come to common terms that that what you believe in is also believing. Then we'll come to the conclusion in time and quick time to find out what does Almighty God Allah, as we call him, and whoever they say they call him, Yahweh, et cetera, whatever, they'll begin to see that there's no reason to be separated other than by the common terms that we all know, that in each and every faith-based community, they know there is a devil, a negative, there's something opposite that is threatening their opportunity to be what their God created them to be. And then once we see this common enemy that are attacking all of us regardless of what we believe, because we all know that Satan don't care. If he's killing the fish, if he's killing the soil, if he's killing the sea, he is a rebel. That's why Allah said he is a rebellious. So he don't care what he killed in creation to try to prove his point that he don't have to bow down to the common reality that there's only but one God, and this common man is the one to who he has given the authority to be responsible for keeping us one soul, one community, one purified earth, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, for those who believe. We also have to entertain what each other in a faith-based arena, what you don't believe. Why you don't believe that a Muslim is a believer? Why you don't believe that a person who believes in believe that God had a son? When we discuss, discuss our disbeliefs, and we'll begin again, we'll see that they also lead to this common enemy again, by whatever name they call it, negativity, opposite, whatever they want, language they want you to call Satan. We'll begin to unify and solve this problem of how can faith-based communities start to helping the people who are collateral damage, like the drug addict, the alcohol, the rapist, the fornicator, the adultery, the homosexual, how we can start dealing with there and what they believe in. When we ask him, what do you believe in that makes you think that those drugs gives you the dignity of your human creation, as you line up against all the other human creations that you see out here? You see the man who works, you see the man who don't work. What is making you think that alcohol is giving you that dignity, and you have believed that this alcohol is the best thing, the way to engage in your life, though it's causing you much, much problem, and right so on up to whatever problem? Because remember, we are supposed to be the people that Prophet Jesus made, Prophet Isa, Allah told us that he will be the comforter. We have to come to comfort to the downtrodden, the orphan, the people who are oppressed, the people who are been hooked by Shaitan or addiction, regardless of what it might be, even ignorance. We're supposed to be the counselors, the faith-based communities. We're supposed to have a scientific
thank you, Muhammad.
That's one of ideas that the Biden administration has, is that the faith-based communities are the ones who should have the answers, or should at least have the mindset of how to reach people who have gone astray. Our challenge is to, as Brother said, come out of the confines of our own belief systems and be able to talk to each other who may believe differently and come to some commonality. And one of the things, and we'll have someone from HWPL on at some point later on this month to talk about their monthly dialogues, because they've been doing this for years, bringing together faith-based communities. But as you said in the beginning, Brother Kareem, is that we talk to each other, and we're not the ones who are doing the crime and killing. So all of us agree to be peaceful. How do we reach out to those who are not peaceful? That's the challenge we all have. We got to take another break. We'll be right back. If you're listening online and want to join this conversation, give us a call, 515-605-9325 or 515-605-9891. Press 1 when you're ready to speak, and we'll open your mic and get your thoughts on this question that we have asked today. How can faith-based communities be more effective in bringing harmony? People are looking to the mosques, the churches, the synagogues, the temples to stop the gun violence. How do we do that? We'll be right back after this quick break, so we want you to stay with us.
Hi, I'm Jody Susan with Susan Essentials. I started Susan Essentials in 2015 because of a personal health journey. I was over-medicated and put on 19 different medications. And yes, I reversed all my chronic diseases using plant and energy-based healing. It was amazing. At Susan Essentials, we support both consumers and businesses. And we do that with helping your employees or yourself with a food as medicine mindset. How Susan Essentials supports businesses and consumers is we teach people about a food as medicine mindset. So we support people on how to support their own immune system, how to support their brain health, how to support their emotional well-being. And we do that all with plant and an energy-based healing.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
I'm Naima Latif with your on-air daily news brief for Wednesday, August 4th, 2021. Today is President Barack Obama's 60th birthday. Barack Obama made history as America's first African-American president, elected as the 44th president of the United States in 2008 and serving two terms in office. American Sydney McLaughlin set a world record in the women's 400-meter hurdles at the Tokyo Olympic Games Tuesday, August 3rd, finishing in 51.46 seconds and receiving the gold medal. The White House Partnerships Office announced that the Biden administration will host a briefing today.
Unmuted.
Wednesday, August 4th at 3:30 Eastern Time. And has invited members of faith-based organizations to hear from White House and agency officials about the president's gun violence prevention strategy and to discuss ways we can all work together to combat gun violence and other gun crimes. I'm Naima Latif with your on-air daily news brief. On Air, the online network of Associated Internet Radio hosts, empowering you with transformative news and interactive radio TV shows. Go to onaireverywhere.com.
Susan Essentials is re-engineering what health looks like by leading you to the best wellness initiatives in the world. Start your coaching plan today and create a new paradigm of health. Click here to learn more.
Back, you're listening to and watching
Unmuted
the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. I'm Naeem Latif, along with our co-host Kareem Hamid and our American Muslim 360 family, and we want to hear from you. Give us a call, 515-605-9325, and press 1 when you're ready to speak, and we'll gladly add you to this conversation as we prepare for this afternoon's White House meeting with the White House Partnerships Office that includes faith-based communities from around the country participating in a White House briefing and also offering suggestions on how the faith-based organization may be more effective in stemming the tide of gun violence. All of us with our teachings of peace, what can we do to reach those who are not peaceful? That's the challenge, especially when we can't get past our disagreements on theological points of view. What do we do? So, Brother Green, do you have any other callers on the line that would like to speak?
I see no one at this time. I am inviting those that are with American Muslim 360 to press one on your phone and share in this most vital conversation that we're having, and I will unmute your mic. Oh, okay, we have a caller now. Martha Naila Abdullah, assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam, Kareem Hamid, and to all our listeners, and Naeema Latif. How wonderful being with everyone this morning, being with in the presence of filling the spirit. I'm Martha Naila Abdullah, calling from St. Petersburg, Florida. So as we are geographically in our areas, we're on the same route, perhaps I could say it that way, in our spirit and in our prayers for the human family. And so going straight to the point, as we speak about the faith, we have to, you know, I have to remain in my thinking how what is happening affects our physical lives, as Muhammad was speaking as well, and how we are engaging, as Latif and Naeema, you shared, but today's gathering at the People's House as the brother Barack, President Barack Hussein Obama indicated People's House, and it seemed to have engined its way back to being White House. And I ask myself, what is it that we are unconsciously not accepting? And because the People's House bring us to a point of acknowledging that it is the and out of here we say faith to Allah. You know, we're thinking of the human mindset, and so the spirit and the physical working together coordinately. What we say we desire, then I and my mind have to be willing to do whatever it takes to fulfill that desire, to see the human being reach the humanity of itself, you know, that Almighty God created us to have. So in the spirit of the connectivity and reaching the goal, there are many interfaith happening all around the country, particularly here in the United States of America, and the recent International Religious Freedom Summit was held July 13th through the 15th. And on August 8th in Western Florida, it's going to be another interfaith gathering. And so it's happening, but we are making the connection as we're striving. So through CWSC, the Community-Wide Sharer Conference, we're working on that networking. And Naeema, you and I, definitely we're going to continue to connect as well, to collaborate. Thank you so very much. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam, Martha Naila Abdullah. Alhamdulillah. Thank you.
And good to know that there are these conferences going on, and we are at least raising the energy level here in the country and across the globe, and realizing that we do need to strive toward that united mindset, one human family, one
entity that is the mind of the universe, and we're all a part of the one. So that's the challenge that we have, is to bring those who are separated from the one and their dysfunctional activities, how do we bring them into the human family in a state of harmony? That's our challenge. We've got another caller here. Let's go to...
Yeah, here's an idea. Oh, go ahead, Michael.
Area code 779-801. Introduce yourself to our listening and viewing audience and give us your thoughts.
Greetings. This is Sister Maika. How are you this morning?
Ah, wonderful. Sister Maika, good to hear your voice. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, me too. I just got on. I don't know what's been said before. I did read the title about, you were asking about faith-based organizations helping to bring more harmony. And, you know, I just reflected back on something that was said on, I think it was Tuesday, where, you know, I had woke up and there was a quote in my head, and it said, African-American males were taught to perform, not to lead. But it's not just African-American men, African-American people. We've been raised to be performers. The performances take the place of, we can speak well, we can dance, we can sing, you know, and play sports, do entertainment, you know, comedians. That's what we were raised to do, to make white folks feel good. And I think during COVID, we see that, you know, as so many people follow the dictates of the so-called government, saying, you know, get the shot, you need the shot. You need nature. Nature is what you fight nature with, not with artificial chemicals and stuff. But people are, so in the performance area, that's the following area. You're also a follower, but you're not giving leadership. Mm-hmm. The only way you give leadership is you have to develop thoughts. Thoughts is what creates leaders. You have to be able to have a conversation with people, not just dictate or talk at people or about people, but you have to be able to converse with people. We don't know how to converse. That's why there's so many arguments. Why there's so much violence, because we could be saying the same thing in two different modality. One might be an audio person. One might be a visual person. And we're arguing and saying the same thing. But we're totally unaware of ourselves, so we can't give leadership. Leadership means thought, thinking. Thinking was not allowed in slavery. See, we've never taken the time to heal the ills of slavery. Slavery puts us in a position to be children, to be led by others, to tell us what to do, when to do it, how to do it, why to do it. I have a child camp facility out here in Pembroke where I am, and it's just decadent. It's not even being used. Land available for children to run around and play, buildings and everything. But nobody can give leadership to bring that back up to par so that the children can avail themselves. And one of the things the children, especially in the city, need more than anything else now is to get out of that concrete jungle. They've been stuck in their houses with their dysfunctional parents and everything. But there's nobody to give leadership to say, let's do this, including myself. You know, so I ain't just talking about people. I'm talking about me too. But that's just
what we all have to
observe. And that means coming together. We have to unite. Yeah. And we have to take seriously our healing that makes us afraid to step out and give leadership. Because when you are a leader, people do take pop shots at you, as we know.
Mm. Yes.
So if you don't get that fear that, you know, somebody's going to look down at me or say something bad about me or, you know, all that stuff. And Malcolm got shot when he gave leadership and Martin got shot. Those are fear-based stuckisms in us. We're stuck. Most men are stuck there. They're scared. But that's not real, you know. Du Bois stepped out. He didn't get shot. Even Obama, he didn't get shot. You know, Jack Johnson, he stepped away. He was, again, a performer. You know, but you can find people in our history who have given leadership and been successful and not got shot. But what's highlighted are those who get killed. So there's that fear. That's where the healing needs to take place, to get the fear out of people so that their natural creativity can express itself. It can't express itself if it's locked in the self with fear. So that's just some comments that I wanted to make this morning when I read what you said. That's my contribution. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much, Mike. And we're going to work on a group of young people
out there.
We're going to definitely work on that project because you're right.
You know, Maika's point, she brought something out that I think is very important for those of us that are in faith community. I use that word loosely, faith community. I use that word that loosely because we're scattered all out. We're scattered hither and yon, you know.
Yeah.
We're separated from each other. And usually the time we come together is during religious service. And
right.
We go back to the communities in which we live and live our life. But community life, to me, is one of the solutions, one of the answers.
Right.
That
right.
We are as faith-based people, we are obligated. We're not just obligated to go to our places of worship, perform our religious rites, and then go back home and wait until the next gathering or scheduled gathering. No. God has commanded us. He has commanded us, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So what am I pointing at? We are to develop community life.
Yes.
We should be developing a community not based on a particular religion, nor a particular race,
right.
a particular race. That we should establish communities for ourselves, and the motive is the intent is to create an environment of peace.
Yeah.
Peace is the glue. It's not our differences in detail. That should not prohibit us
right.
from doing what Almighty God said. Maika said she's right on point where she said we need to get out of these big concrete jungles that were designed to bring about commercial benefit, not an environment created that would feed the human nature and the value and the life of the human being.
That's true.
Just think about it. If we were to create what we're talking about, we have these conferences and we talk, but if all of us that believe in God, if we find a parcel of land or whatever and create the peace that we all are speaking of, no crime will be allowed here. No woman will be raped. No drugs will be allowed. You can continue your religious practices. But we all agree. There is no such thing as a Christian murder. There's no such thing as a Muslim murder. There's no such thing as a Jewish murder. Jewish
right.
hunger, Christian hunger, Muslim hunger. No. It is all universal. So we're all laboring under the same, we're all in the same boat. Why don't we put our money where our mouth is? And develop and create community that will safeguard the safety of our women and our children. Educational system, subpar to none.
That is a doable.
That's doable. And I guarantee you, those people the majority of people would want to live there. They would want to live in an environment that is peaceful and that is fertile
and
for developing human beings.
There are those that exist.
But
there
you
are
must
where
keep
people
the
have
peace.
Done it. Absolutely. We got one more call we can take before the break, and then we'll take the next caller after the break. So 773-977 will come to you, and then 314-833 will come to you after the break and get your thoughts. Now, brother, can you just do that thought out there? And I'd like to throw this up before I take this call. What if we created communities where we all provided for each other, didn't cost anything, just serve, just food, clothing, shelter, we all interact, we all participate. Money is not needed because we're all just giving to each other. We're all just interacting. There is no need for violence because nobody is doing without. We're all agreeing to share. What if we created that kind of community? Think about it. Let me go to...
You love your neighbor like you love yourself.
That's all it takes. 773-977. Just before the break.
Thank God for everyone today. This is Lois here in Chicago, Illinois, in the South Shore area. And, you know, I think the question comes down to where is your faith in God? You know, those of us who are alive today, we have, you know, how many of us have said thank you just for being here today? You know, just taking the time for just that much for God. You know, I feel that, you know, prayer. Prayer is the only solution. We can call different denominations and what have you, but when it all boils down, it's prayer. And I'm inviting everyone to join in prayer tonight from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Tree Ministry, located at 7765 South Coles Avenue and Chicago Avenue. Pastor Antoine, who is from Ghana, will be heading this prayer tonight, as he does every night for the entire world. So I'm asking all to join in on YouTube, Facebook, or he's on different stations. So join in prayer tonight from 8 to 9 o'clock. And, you know, I feel with Maisha's statement, you know, they didn't kill President, what's his last name, the former president, the black president, Obama.
Barack.
They didn't kill him.
Yeah,
they didn't kill Obama. They didn't kill anybody but those who stood out there for us, those who were trying to make a change for us. And so the example was set there with Dr. King. And the example was set there with Malcolm X. And some of the others, we're not going to just take the time to call everyone. And there's some females that we can include as well. But what are we doing? We're not learning from what God has already shown us, you know. It's like the ship. It's, you know, they said the man and his little boy was sailing on the ship and on the little boat rather, and the ship came by and tooted the horn and said, "Hey, how are you? Everything okay?" He said, "Yeah, everything's fine." And the ship kept on going. Another ship came by, same thing. "Hey, how are you?" And then the third ship came by and he waved and he said, "Everything's fine, bye." And after the third ship left, the boat started sinking, and the man said, "Lord, help us, help us. I've already sent you three people."
Yeah. Well, like you said, the answer is
we're in this situation now where it's prayer is the only way. That's the only way out that I can recommend to the entire world. I know that prayer works. Thank you for
this. Let me ask you real quick, Lois, before we take a break. Let me ask you this. I know that this event is happening at a certain location, but also it's available online so we can reach out to the global family. Do you have the YouTube channel or the Facebook page that people can tune into for tonight? And that's 8 p.m. Central Time?
8 p.m. Central Time, yes.
And where do people want to tune in if they're not in Chicago and they can't physically go there?
Faith Victory Ministry, 7765 Cole, Chicago, Illinois. I think it's faithvictoryministry.org.
Faithvictoryministry.org. Okay.
You know, prayer is a very powerful tool. It is very powerful. But faith without work Faith without work
is dead.
It's dead. Matter of fact, people are getting tired of people saying, well, our thoughts and our prayers go out to you.
Like, and
the killings continue. The mass killings continue. They yes, we accept that. But faith without works, this is Christian scripture. Faith without works is dead.
Absolutely.
And so we have to create the environment, save yourself and your family from a fuel, huh? Is from fuel that is it destroys men and stones. We have to create the environment that we want for ourselves, and not just language here. Especially us men of faith, they have us cowed in a corner somewhere. The oppressors of humanity have the faith-based men. Well, not all of them. This is not a blanket statement. For there have been communities established, New Medina, Freedom Village, but we have to implement that more. We have to create that space for our wives and our children.
Well, we're going to take a break, but when we come back, I'd like to talk about what they're doing in communities like New Medina that make those safe environments. What are they doing that we can duplicate in all the various places throughout the nation? So maybe you can give us some insights about that when we come back from this last break. And if you're listening online and want to join this conversation, give us a call, 515-605-9325, and press 1. 314-833, we're coming to you next. And if you're on our switchboard now or on the American Muslim 360 switchboard, please press 1 so we know how many people want to speak and we can make sure we give you time to say what you have to say. So we'll be right back after this last break. So stick and stay. Don't stray away. We will be back in a moment. Stay with us.
Susan Essentials is re-engineering what health looks like by leading you to the best wellness initiatives in the world. Start your coaching plan today and create a new paradigm of health. Click here to learn more.
Hey, it's time to take charge of your health. I'm Viata, your holistic life coach, and every Friday morning at 8 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, I'm here on The Female Solution to empower you to make choices that will assist your evolution to abundant health. I'm also blogging every Sunday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time at Soul Purpose Healing, where I bring you a spiritual chiropractic adjustment to bring you back into alignment with our Creator's love, compassion, and wisdom. Join me every Friday morning at 8 a.m. and Sunday evening at 8 p.m. for a time of unity, enlightenment, and love vibration. Shalom.
Hi, this is John Alexander.
And I'm Naima Latif. Meet people like you who are making a positive difference in the world.
Big difference.
Watch us every day on The Media Connection at www.youtube.com/TheMediaConnectionTV.
YouTube it. We'll see you soon.
There are people who choose to make a positive difference in the world. Our job is to bring you their stories to motivate you to do the same. Join us each week, host John Alexander and Naima Latif, as we bring you the educators, entertainers, elected officials, religious leaders, and community activists whose works are transforming this world. Find out how you can make a difference, too. Be inspired. Watch The Media Connection.
Mondays at 5 p.m. and Tuesdays at 12 noon on cable TV, Channel 19 in Chicago. And other cities, check your local cable listings.
We have an opportunity to transform the whole global society in the next 50 years. 50 years from now, the earth will be populated by a new generation of adults, many of whom are yet unborn. Our mission is to nurture them in childhood with love, guidance, and protection, and to raise them in healthy, happy families. If we impart values of compassion, generosity, and respect for fellow human beings in the next generation of children, they will create a world where people can live together in peace. This is our goal. Be a part of the transformation. Get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. Go to www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com.
And we are back for our last segment on the Female Solution Global TV radio show, radio TV show. And I'm Naima Latif, along with our co-host, Kareem Hamid. And we encourage you to participate in this as we prepare for this afternoon's White House briefing from the Biden administration and our participation in a meeting of the faith-based communities with the White House Partnership Program, inviting those who may have solutions to the issues of gun violence to participate and share their success stories, offer suggestions, and listen to the
unmuted
program as laid out by President Joe Biden to stem the tide of gun violence. But as we've heard, what we need to do as faith-based communities is put our money where our mouth is, so to speak, to put our words into action, to reach out beyond the four walls of our religious structures, to reach the people, to take them out of the stress-filled inner cities and take them to where they can breathe free in nature and without fear. And there are those who have created communities that are harmonious, and they've done some specific things to make that possible. So, Brother Kareem, you mentioned the community of New Medina. I've heard a bit about them and some others. Some have formed maybe like gated communities, or some have just formed a concept, and the people who participate agree to act in a way that is peaceful and harmonious, and they agree to interact and share. And there have been some success stories. What have you observed are the steps that were taken to make it possible where people know that everybody within their community agrees to a way of life that ensures the safety and security of everyone else? What kinds of things do they do?
Well, you know, we are to create the environment that we so long for. We're not to sit back on our hands and say, oh, woe is me. Oh, woe is me. The world is going to hell. Oh, let's pray. Yes, prayer is very important. When a nation falls, when the inhabitants give up prayer, a whole nation falls. But with that, what are we praying for? What are we praying for? You know, worship is being in service, is being a servant to humanity, is being of service to humanity. That is the nucleus of worship and prayer. God does not need. Let me say that. God does not need our prayer.
He need our compliments or our flattery or any of that. Yes. God doesn't have
Right. so we're charged with the responsibility of this earth and this creation. We are to create to create the environment for peace, the environment for human development and human growth, the people of faith. And let me reiterate, this is what I'm saying is not based upon race. We will fail if that's all we are aiming at is race. No, 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 we are to be in service to the whole of humanity. So we are to create the environment that that nurtures and produces human life. So we can't just sit here and just pray and that's just that. No, and as far, people have to have an option, praise be to God, an option. And religious life is an option. It can be constructed. It can be nurtured. That gives the human being a choice. But if they don't see anything, if all they see is our cases of worship and us talking to them, no, talking to each other, because they aren't hearing us, talking to each other. But if we put forth action to actually construct an environment, or even, let's say this, even if we can't construct it, just imagine if we all desire to live in one section of town. We're living with each other in one section of this city. And we let it be known, no crime is allowed here. Our wives can walk our streets in safety. Our children can play in their front yard, their backyard. And we work diligently to construct an educational system to pass this knowledge on to our children so that this type of a community continues to grow. So you have to show the people something. You have to show them something. Most of us are visual, and you have to show them more than just a synagogue, a church, or a masjid, which is commonly called mosque. So we're right. Obligated, God obligates us to establish peace on the earth. He obligates us to do that. If we fail, at least make the attempt.
Not that hard. You know, the thing about it, as you said, we have to create community life.
Your volume is real low, Naima.
What do people need for their basic comfort? Food, clothing, shelter, recreation, enjoyment of life. We can easily create that. The reason why we have violence is because.
But they need a set of principles to live by.
We
can have all of that, but if we do not have a set of agreed principles to live by, then all we're doing is building buildings.
Right.
Has to be an agreed upon principle to live by.
Right. If you share what you have and no one feels deprived, there's no need for any conflict. When you don't allow people to have what they need, you create a climate for theft. So when you have a community, as you said, community life, where everybody is valued, everybody can participate, everybody's needs are met, there's no reason for a conflict. This is a mindset. And once you change the minds and hearts where people are, as you said, living in service to each other, then there is no reason for conflict, and it will not manifest as a reality. And people speak of prayer. Well, what is prayer? Prayer is a two-way conversation with the creator of the universe, so that when you're, it's just like a phone conversation. I speak, you listen, you speak, I listen. So if we're praying, we're asking for instructions on how to do this. And then we get quiet and listen to the instructions that were given by the Creator. And then, as you said, we act, because faith without works is dead. If you're told what to do and you don't do it, well, then nothing's going to manifest You know, it's not going to just happen. You have to follow the instructions that you're given in order to make it happen. And all of us are receptors of information and instructions from the Creator. All of us have direct access. All we have to do is just follow what we're told to do. And it's so easy. Why are we making it complicated? Well, let's take another caller and get some thoughts. Area code 314-833-RAN-RISING. Assalamu alaikum. Introduce yourself to our listening audience and give us your thoughts.
Alaikum assalam to everyone, to the very astute listenership of the Female Solution and of American Muslim 360 Radio. This is Mark Shahi from the STL, the Gateway City of St. Louis, and the Show Me State of Missouri. I want to say that praise and thanks belongs to Almighty God first and foremost. And what a wonderful topic that you've chosen, Naima, for the Female Solution once again, in lieu of what would be transpiring today there in Washington, D.C. As I've listened in, I made some excellent information, and I concur with everything that everybody has said, and most certainly it is the solution. Especially if the application of it is done. And Kareem's hit on some excellent points, and some of the callers have hit on some excellent points. You know, as a wordologist, looking at the word prayer, this is for those who may want to see its benefit. Prayer, the acronym, is paving roads around your efforts. Put emphasis on efforts. Paving roads around your efforts routinely. So prayer always is a part of the solution. However, it is not the only thing. Naima, when you were and Kareem was talking about community and we was talking about faith, you know, there's a very short surah, which is a chapter for those who don't know, in the Quran. I often refer to it as the success or the victory chapter of the Quran. It's called Al-As, the time. And God says in this, and it really kind of encompasses everything that have been said that will ensure the success for human beings living together, including what we call faith-based people. God says that by the gift of time, that surely the human being is at loss or loses. Now here it comes. Except for those who have faith. So it begins with faith. They have faith, but guess what comes right behind it? And those who perform righteous works. So now we have faith and those perform righteous work. This is some of this being talked about. So there's a work, there's an action that comes along with the faith. And then God says, and then those who enjoin in the mutual truth. Now, when we talk about faith-based, you know, it is that we should say, let's come to common terms. What's the mutual truth? Let's come to common terms. Your God and my God is one God. One God. And what does that lead to? One creator, one creation, one life, one humanity, and one destiny for all of us. No different. The diversity is in, like Allah, God has given to us in the whole of the creation where there's diversity. There's different color flowers, but they're all flowers. So human beings, you understand, and God tells us in Revelation why I created you different. That's not for a superiority or inferiority of anyone. And so the appreciation for one human life and being human, just what is being human. And when we talk, and then we go on, it goes on to say, and they have patience and constancy. Very, very important, the consistency in terms of actually doing those things for the individual, but also for the collective life. If, in fact, that we do those things, then we don't lose. We're not at loss. We are victorious. And then that community is come unity, come together. You understand? Come together. But just don't come together. It starts with dialogue, but it's not supposed to just stay with dialogue. You see, because the engagement, the work, is engaging, you know, the community, engaging the society, you know, and joining and supporting what is right and being against what is wrong. And so, yes, the establishment of this type of community life is often referred to as model community, where you see other people that are living in the community with you that have different cultures, they have different religions or what in that regard, but they're living together in peace and harmony. I could say more about that, but if we would look at the creation itself, we don't see chaos in the creation. We just don't see that. We see peace in the creation. But also, the goal is to establish an ethical and a just society for all people. But this requires work. We don't just get it on faith. And just as was said, I know that's in biblical scripture, you know, faith without good works of deeds is just dead faith. Okay, so we have faith, but that becomes, well, we just internalize that, but we do absolutely nothing. So if you do nothing, you get nothing.
Nothing.
One last thing that I want to say. Yeah, you do nothing, you get nothing. It's like, I always tell this little story about, it's a short story about whose job is it? It's everybody's job. But if everybody just thought that somebody would do it, which probably anybody could do it, but it didn't seem like nobody wanted to do it. But because everybody thought that somebody would do it, which probably anybody could do it, nobody wound up doing it. If nobody winds up doing the job or performing the work, then we get nothing. Anybody is not much better choice, because anybody just does it, then we might get anything. It only leaves two bodies. That's everybody and somebody. And everybody is somebody. And if everybody would see themselves as somebody, you understand, under the banner of God, then everything would get done. And everybody that is somebody would have a part in it. This is very important. So I just concur with everything. Ask everybody to listen in tonight on IWDM Radio. And this is very important, too, because we go back to the first social unit, which is the family life, which is the cornerstone for society in parenting and family reconstruction. And the family is destructive. It needs to be.
Quickly give us that information on how and where do we go to?
IWDM Radio. That'll be tonight, starting at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, and 4 p.m. Pacific Coast time. You can dial at 714-816-4673, 714-816-4673. We'll start with the Parenting Family Reconstruction Learning Lab, and then right after the MGM Roundtable, we'll have Imam Munir Muhammad, who's the director of the IWDM, the DNA Detroit National Annual Muslim Convention, which I look at being a part of that this year, will be my guest. And in the second hour, comedian, entertainer extraordinaire, Preacher Moss, will be joining me at the round table, so you don't want to miss that. That's tonight. And then tomorrow night is the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab with Karan Shakir out of ATL there in Atlanta, Georgia. And that starts at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, and 4 p.m. Pacific Coast time. IWDM Radio.
Thank
ma'am.
You so much.
Thank you. Thank you. And this is a great topic, Naima, always. Very timely topic. And we just need to elevate our consciousness as to what it is. We should be locking arms and working together, men, to promote and to project the type of life that is said on earth as it is in heaven. Thank you. May Allah bless all of us richly.
Absolutely. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalam.
Yes. Well, we...
Alhamdulillah, praise be to Almighty God.
Somebody, everybody needs to be a part of that process. So we are winding down, about to go. Brother Kareem, last thoughts. What would be your advice to President Biden on how to help create those communities that we need?
Well, I would hope that the faith-based communities that are attending this session, that they would come with what we are suggesting here, not looking for answers from him, but they themselves offering the solutions that we have just enunciated here on the female solution, that we have to create an environment of peace. We have to create communities of peace. And that is the obligation of the faith-based community. We have to roll up our sleeves and create what we so desire. We have to do, we're obligated. Almighty God obligates us to do that. Yes, ma'am.
Yep, that is our obligation. Everybody is somebody, and everybody has to participate in the job that anybody can do, so that we can make sure we're not in a situation where nobody's doing anything. We're all in this together. Thank you so much, Kareem Hamid, our wonderful co-host. Thanks to all the callers and listeners who participated. We appreciate you so very much. Join us tomorrow here again on the Female Solution Global Radio TV show. We'll be introducing a new member of our team. And you want to hear Soulful Solutions from Dr. Debbie Green. Join us tomorrow here on the Female Solution. I'm Naeem Latif. And until that time, continue to shine your light.
We've come to the end of our show today, but you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/the-female-solution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naeemalatif.com. That's www.naeemalatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, Cheche. India, Zanyaba. Japan, Arigato. Korea, Kamsahamnida. Russia, Spasiba. Germany, Danke. Poland, Dziękuję. France, Merci. Spain, gracias. Italy, grazie. Egypt, shukran. Ghana, medasi. Nigeria, eshe. South Africa, ngiyabonga. Senegal, jeret. Kenya, asante. Israel, toda. Pakistan, shukriya. Afghanistan, Tashakur. Saudi Arabia, shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you. And may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessing.